Okay, we completed Siv Gimel, which was the Din of Kavua. We move on to Siv Dalid. Before we do, I want to mention a few cases. I don't remember if I mentioned any of them last week, but certainly some of them I didn't. First, something Nogea to Kavua that has to do with Parshas Chayesara, which is the upcoming week's Parsha. Therefore, you have the opportunity to teach your wives a little about Simin Kuf Yud. Kavua kemetza mechza dami. What? Good luck. Okay. If it didn't work, you try again. This way she's impressed that you're advanced in your learning. His wife had a kasha on Sif Gimel. How could you not know what store you went to? The cash. Okay. The Gemara in Nazir, Daf Yud Beis, talks about someone who sent a shliach to be mekadesh an isha, and the shliach died. So the Gemara says he's osur b'chol hanoshim shabayimam. He's not marry anybody, or he's almost anybody. He's not marry anybody for a chashash that person may be related to his mekudeshes, to his wife. As you know, this is said on in the Berakhah for the Pesach Haggadah, and Arami Oyved Avi. Eliezer was a shliach to be mekadesh isha for Yitzchak. And Lavan tried to kill Eliezer, as Rashi brings, with poison in the food. So Arami Eved Avi, it would have made Yitzchak Osir B'chol Hanoshim Shabbailam, and then Klai Yisrael couldn't have continued. Now, why would somebody be Osir B'chol Hanoshim Shabbailam? It would seem because Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza Dami, that there's a person out in the world that's married to Reuven. Reuven made a shliach mekadesh an isha, and there's some woman out there in the world, and it would be similar to a case where the Gemara says a woman goes to be mezana. So if the man comes to her, called the parish meruba parish, if it's a city of Rav Yidden, we assume it's a yid, and she's still mutter to a kai. But if she went to him, that's Kavua. His house is Kavua. It's a place where he's nicker. And since in his house it's Kavua, therefore, Kol Kavua Kemetza Mechza Dami. And she's also, it's 50-50, she's Mizana with a Kain or Yisra, with a Gai or a Yisrael, and Mimela, she's also to a Kain. What?
Eliezer went to her.
So here, Eliezer went to her, so she's Kavua. She's nicker than Mekaima.
Yeah, but the woman.
Right. He went to her, so therefore it's Kemetza Mechza
Dami. But any other woman.
In other words, before was the lady and the man, because the man asks the woman.
Right.
A woman's in front of us. Could she marry a Kayan? So there, the man asks the woman. In our case, the woman asks the man. In our case, whoever your Mekudesh is to, asks Yitzchak to marry anybody else. So the woman in this case, like the man in the Gemara's case, right?
This is what? So it might be the sister.
It might be a sister or a mother. Or,
yeah. From his wife.
Right.
If he goes over to a woman in his locale, why is that woman not parish?
Why is that woman not parish? That woman has relatives.
That woman
has a sister. Right? That woman has a sister and a mother and a whatever. And the Shaila is the status. The source of the suffix is the status of that person. Now, here, the kasha that the Rishonim ask is that it's not nikar b'makaymai. Kavua is only a something that's a store. If you had looked at the store, you would see. Is this called nikar b'makaymai?
We don't know where he went.
We don't know where he went. Now, when you talk about a yid or a guy, the yid or guy is nikar b'makaymai. The Gemara's case, a woman's mezana. You don't know whether he had a guy. That's kavua, because it's nikar b'makaymai, it's kavua. But here, Eliezer went to Mekadesh and Isha. Is that Isha called Nikr B'Makayma? You can look at her and know who she is. So that's Tully in the Machlaikis I mentioned between the Kresi Uplaisi and the Chavis Das. If Nikr B'Makayma is even if one person knows, or it has to be generally known. Is it enough that there's one person in the world that knows? Or does it have to be generally known? I mentioned it in the case where somebody borrows money from a lending company. You don't know if it's Jewish or not. There's someone in the world who knows if they're Jewish or not. It's just difficult to establish, difficult to find out. So we had a machlaikis. The crazy place, he said, if there's one person in the world, that's called Nikim and Mekayim.
Why don't we borrow from the case of Hataras Nadar? When you go to Hataras Nadar, is the custom to just tell one person exactly who you be in the fire, but not the whole basement.
What in the world does that have to do with this? Well, you get married, you marry one person.
No,
you get one person.
I say this, I offer this. Yeah, that's one person knowing it. Only one person of the basement knowing it. Yeah,
so in Hilchis Hataras Nadar, it's enough one person. Bayechadem and Bisurim, it's enough one person. But by Kavua, the question is that called Nikr? You see, you're right. The point isn't one. The point is that called Nikr b'Mekayma? Is one person. The Rav Pais, the Chavis Das, the Chachma Sadam, the Chazin Isha Ramesha, all said it has to be easily investigated. It has to not need a major investigation.
So,
what? Let me just finish. The Prima Gadim says that the Machlaikis about Eliezer, I forgot to say, the Gemara says that Yosef b'chol nashu shabaylam. Tosis asks that it's not a case of kavua, and Tosis says that it's erid rabbanan. We don't want people making shluchim to go out like that and be mekadesh without saying to whom. So it's a machlaikis if that's kavua deraisa or not. Prima Gadim says it depends on this machlaikis. The crazy place in the Chavis Das. If you hold it's called Nikr B'Mekayimai, then it's Kavua. One person's enough. If you hold like the Chavis Das, Nikr B'Mekayimai has to mean it's easily figured out, certainly not easily figured out, and then it's not called Kavua, then you're like Tysus, it's only a Drabban. But not everyone knows who the person that the Shliach was Mekadish is. You know this woman's name is Sarah, or Rivka in this case, but they don't know that Eliezer is Mekadesh Rivka on behalf of Yitzchak. So the fact they know the name of the person, it doesn't matter. No, they don't know that she's Mekadesh to this man. They didn't make a chasna. Yeah, there was no chasna. They couldn't make a chasna. I was going to dance with Eliezer. They didn't make a wedding. Eliezer gave her whatever the kedusha was, and then brought her home. They made the chasna back in Be'er Sheva. They made the. How would they? Well, if they announced it in the newspapers, I guess they would know. But how normally, I don't know if they would know. They made a big vart, everyone would know. But if they were doing, you know, like they're burying the shliach at the same time, I don't know how big a vart it would be.
Right?
Yes. The Vertluch on Avram ignore the fact that it was all the Vertluch ignore. The Gemara doesn't talk about Avram. The Gemara talks about somebody who makes a shliach. It's a Vertl on the parasha. But Eliezer, it's not Lav Marber of Ashi Chasim Alei. Because the Vert really doesn't make sense. Yitzchak wouldn't be Asa B'chaladash and Shabbailam. He can marry a woman who has no sisters and no living mother and. You know, they'll be shy to find someone. Okay. Yaakov married sisters anyway. Yeah, that's a good point. Eliezer comes back at the Zomo.
Before he died, before he gave.
Because anytime you send a person sends a shliach, he doesn't come back. With chayshish that he gave kedusha.
Maybe he didn't give kedushin.
Okay. Anyway, that's case number one. Let me go to case number two.
Maybe there's another.
Okay, anyway, you like the fart, you don't like the fart. Let me come to Halacha L'maaseh. This is Tshuva de Micha Shloima, Chelek Aleph, Simin Ayin Aleph, Ois Yud Beis. As we mentioned numerous times, Arla is fruit the first 3 years of a tree's growth, and it's Osir, not only Bachila, it's Osir Bahana as well. In Chutz La'aretz, we are not Chayshish for Arla, because Halacha Mishim Sinai, that in Chutz La'aretz, Safik Arla is Mutter. In Eretz Yisrael, they are, and the Hechsherim generally say on them, Kasha Naki Mechshash Arla. And so Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes the following: the makam sharoiv haperes eino marla. I assume this is most places. There may be certain trees that don't have a long lifespan, and mimela it's different. But most fruits are not arla. So you go when you buy peres min hashuk. So you buy peres min hashuk in Eretz Yisrael. So you buy, and if you're buying it from someone who doesn't have that fruit extra, doesn't have extra on this fruit. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, nearly in his daiti, but makim shereiv peiros are not arla. Mistavra like efres min hashuk, memeicher shu kaldas. Buying from a Jew, but a Jew is not from. Hashayin oisam klal alibe ledas imem arla elai. Doesn't pay attention to whether they're arlo or not. So lagabi the lekeach, they're called the parish meruba parish. And this is something I mentioned to you at the outset, that if a person who has no nemanis separates it, that's called the parish. The lashon was mali not loy achbar, mali not loy guy. If someone has no nemanis, it's called the parish meruba parish. This is what he says. Shem oisai ha-meicher yaseh tshuva. If that meicher will become about tshuva, yeh peiros v'asurim. Why? It's going to turn into kol kavua k'metzal metzah dami. If he be from and he took it from the field, and there's some arla trees, some non-arla trees, he took it out, that's kol kavua k'metzal metzah dami. Like you go to a store, you don't know which store. You go to a tree, you don't know which tree. So if he would be from, it would be awesome. Because he's fry, it's the parish meruba parish. So you have to eat it quickly before he becomes a bal tshuva. When he becomes a bal tshuva, then everything's going to become awesome. The tall becomes sack. It seems that it's just, well, in most stores, the storekeeper didn't go to the field and take it out. So in a place where the farmers are selling it, and therefore that's the case.
So
it wakes up l'mafreya. It's Ora Chayzer of some sort. And this is what he says. It's very interesting. What's wrong? Why does it make sense?
Why should you be better off?
You don't say it doesn't make sense. You say it's not logical.
Okay. Why would you be better off buying from
You're better buying from a firm person who knows what he has.
Okay. Yeah.
From a person tells you it's not Arla. A firm person who wasn't some lathe who took it, so for him you shouldn't buy.
Then you're better off than with a fry person who would have lost.
Fry person lathe. Doesn't care, it's a better off, yeah. You know, or a guy who took it. It's then called the parish, move the parish. That's the way it works out.
So that if you buy from an Arab or something, stand on the street.
An Arab is certainly good. Because the Arab is there as a guy. It's very interesting that afterwards he says, Ach Gamra Isi, he says he saw in the Sefer Yad Yehuda. Now Yad Yehuda is a Sefer in Yeridaya. It's a little of a controversial Sefer. Not politically, but halachically. The Yad Yehuda is very big on going back to the Gemara and catching Rishayim, a Shach, or a Taz on something that doesn't stem with the Gemara and arguing. In Lomdis, it's a very valuable Sefer. And Halacha L'maaseh, when we look at Yeridaya Baruch Ham, it was barely considered to be one of the Paiskim in the lists of how to be Machriya. But Rav Shlomo Zalman treats him with great respect. He says, Re'isi v'dvarav, I saw the Yad Yehuda. I feel Yisrael Mumer Sheinle Shum Nemanis. Shalokach bin a kavua. If somebody who took from a kavua, nesa lachala oilam kima shasa lidide. He says not like we said all along. And what I told you before was the chazanish. He says a mummer is different. But he brings up the Yad Yehuda, who says not like we said till now. That he says if a mummer takes it, so we say if a mummer takes it, like an achbar, because he doesn't care. So if he doesn't care, we care. We have to know if it's mutter for him or asa for him. So he disagrees with the notion that if a mummer took it, it's called the parish. He says it's called kavua. He says av shela the esdaiti nira shein devar mukhrachim. See, right, he's mevatel daitai, and then he holds it's osir. He retracts his previous heter. It seems the svara is because it is a nafkamina. He says a frayid, he doesn't care, so it's called a parish move a parish. Say no, it's a nafkamina. We have to know if it's osir for him. Now, why do we have to know? I don't know. Can we feed it to him? Can we give it to him? That's what he's saying. Now, he adds in brackets, Shuvri Isi Bishare Yosher, Shardala Paragimel, Dikr Toliyim Isha Nimsaviyade Huneman. As he brings it afterwards from the Shari Yosher, it's interesting. He doesn't bring the Chazenish. Chazenish in Simulam and Zion, and Yeredeus says the same thing, that Fry Yid does not count as called kavua, and I don't know. So for some reason, Rav Shlomo Zalman here retracts, not a ringing endorsement of the Yad Yehuda. Actually, there's that Yendavar Mukhrachim Batla Daiti. So I don't know that it's halacha l'maisa, the chumra, but I'll go upon him. This is another practical example of called the parish move a parish. Yeah, so if you're not going to a farmer's market, you're going to a store. So it's interesting. Chazanish says it depends. If the store owner goes to the factory to pick it up, that's called kavua. If they deliver it to him, then it's called a parish. That's what he says. It's rare today that somebody actually goes to a factory to pick things up. It's usually shipped. What? Oh, it's point. Certain things people do go. Okay. So it's yeah, things people do go, they don't go. What? I mean, that's a distributor. But it's Nikr B'Makayma. But there it's Nikr. If it's Nikr B'Makayma, what? Oh, it depends if it's Nikr. Okay, if it's in boxes, it's Nikr. It's, yeah, you're right. It may or may not be Nikr. I don't know. He does write, Shlomo Zalman, at the end of the Tshuva, he makes a chilek, in the case of the farmer's market, Yemalekeh Harishin Humamish Baila. If this prior yid is the owner of the farm, so he's machpel like the Yad Yehuda. Mashenkin, while keach harishin, rak memali tafkid, if he's just a messenger or a worker, efshir gam eina emeina some klal alei, but that's meizamar aloi loi chashiv nami kaparish, because it's not a community to him. He doesn't own it. He's just a delivery man. So a delivery man, we go with called the parish. I'm gonna give you a third example. We'll move to Sif Dalid. Third example, I may have mentioned, I don't remember if I started to mention it last week. I suspect I began but didn't finish. There's a shaila in the Har Tzvi, a very geshmaka shaila, Tshuva Tzadik Tes. A lady who was frying schnitzel, and she had in the refrigerator three containers of margarine and one container of butter. What? I said it last week. Did I say the last part of Akasha? Three containers of margarine, one container of butter, and she stuck her knife in and took some out and fried the schnitzel. And now the shaila is, if it's called a parish meruba parish, three were margarine and one was butter, and she could be makel. So he said it's called kavua kemetza mechzadami. The butter is kavua, it's kemetza mechza. But he says she only fried chicken, basa ifizid rabbana. So safid rabbana lakula. But In Simon Tzadik Ches, not the Rosh Hashanah, once it's fried, he said, the Machag Shachin Taz, in Basa Oif Becholov, gets a din of Safa Derabana Lekula. So Lamaisa, at the end, he says, B'makim Hefsid, you can be Mekul. Now, the thing that's striking, not the Psak, it's so much, as the fact that he says you can be Mekul and eat the chicken, B'makim Hefsid, but you have to kasha the kelim. So the kelim are adavah shesha metira. That's adavah shesha metira. So it's the dava pella. Oh, I mentioned last week that it would seem in LA they had to paskin everything's mutter, but afterwards kasha your kelim, which is not a very inspiring psak. You know, you can eat the meat because actually it's not entirely so. I take it back. On safid rabbanu lakula, so the psak would be that one. On Svek Sveika, well, on Kol Parish Meruba Parish, so it's not exactly the same. It would technically seem to be the same. We say Dosh Yishmetir by Raiv also. On Kosh Meruba Parish, slightly different case, but it's correct that it would seem to be the Psak should be the meat is mutter. It's not Dosh Yishmetir. The Kalem, Dosh Yishmetir, and Shakasha the Kalem. It's a very difficult Psak to swallow, so to speak. You know, eat the food and then Kashi the Kalem. So it's kavua as kemetza mechza. So kemetza mechza makes it a suffix. So now, butter and chicken is a drabana. So kemetza mechza is a drabana lakula. So you can be mangled. But now that itself, the Taz argues in Tzadiches, the Taz holds by Nishbach, that basa oif were machmer on suffix. The shach is mangled. The shach says, sav drabana lakula. It says, if you're going to be saimacha, sav drabana lakula. That's on the schnitzel. But the keli, that you're going to have to kasha. Now I remember I spoke about it last week. Someone said it's going to taste real geschmack if it's butter with schnitzel. Someone made a comment. You guys remember the comments, right? Yeah. What? Here, once it's a psak, it should be a psak. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I want to do with these three examples just give you illustrations of what we spoke about for the last few weeks. Let's move to Sif Dalet. Now you can see from the size of the Mefarshim on Sif Dalet that it's a very contentious Sif. In particular, the Gra, who's usually not Meirich, has one of the longest Gras on this. So let's learn the case. It's a little strange because at first glance it's such a simple case. Listen to the case. I'm going to have to turn a couple of pages. Rav Chanuya is Meichor Espasa Shkuta U'miyot Meichor Espasa Nadeh. You're in a city where Rav kosher Miyot not kosher. Lokach Me'achas Me'en Ve'en Edeh Me'ezim Ha'am Lokach. A regular case of Kavua Kemetza Ametza. You went to a store. You don't know which store. You don't know which store you went to. So kavua, what's it in? It's awesome. But wait, it's not the end of the story. V'nis'arva be'acheres. When you came home, you went to a store, and you bought a Frank's, you bought a donut, and you don't know if it was a store that was kosher or treif. Kavua kemetza ametza. But you already put it in your drawer with the other donuts. You put it in the fridge with your other Frankfurters.
Which you know are good.
V'nis arva ba'acheres. And now it got mixed with others. Ve'eino nikeres. You can't tell which is which. Batla b'roiv mishum svek sveka. It's batla b'roiv because of svek sveka, which is a language. Why do you need svek sveka? So it could be it's a chedichah or a schabe. In these specs, Shach is not sure. So here, and there are, now I want to explain the way the Chavis Das learns the Shulchan Aruch. He learns it into the Shach. This is a topic which is discussed. The only 9 sifim in Kuf Yud, 3 out of the 9, including this one, discuss the following issue. By specs, if you have suffix echad begufai, V'safik echad b'taruvais. Okay, what is safik echad b'gufay, safik echad b'taruvais? You have a chicken that's a safik treifa. Timachmer, safik chomra. But that chicken now is mixed with other chickens that were kosher. So it's safik echad b'gufay. You have one safik with the chicken itself, and then a second safik created by the mixture. Now, apisvara, I would say. What? It's often the case, not always. Okay, it's very often the case, not all mixed. You could have a svek sveka where you don't know if a uber, safik zacha, safik nekeva, safik nef, all right, you could have other svek svekas, but. Talking like a Talmud Chacham. Okay. There's a Machlekes Rishayim. There's a Tosis in Bay on Daf Gimel. I think the case there is you have an egg that was laid Safik Yamtif, Safik Chayel, which is Aser, and now it got mixed with other eggs. So if you don't say Sfek Sfek Medosh Shemitirin, do you say Safik? Is that a Sfek Sfek? If a Sfek Sfek works, do you say Safik Echa Begufa? You don't know if the egg is Mokzo or not. It was a late Yamtif, a Erev Yamtif. And the second Safik Vitaru. So Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam in the Re, in Taisvis. Machlekes Balei Taisvis, Safik Echa Begufa, and Safik Echa Betaruvis. When you read Siv Dali, so Taisvis holds that Medosh Shemitirin by Sfek Sfek is Mutter. Okay, we only make a buck and a half some maruba. Taisis holds Sfek Sfek, Doshir Tir is Mutter. And then Taisis is done, is this is Sfek Sfek. That's the Tzura of the Taisis. So here, you have one Safik Begufay, Kavua Kemetza Mechtadami, and it's a Safik. Safik Sheni Betaruvis. Now, the person brought it home and mixed it with everything else. Safik Echa Begufay, Safik Echa Betaruvis. The Mechaber says it's a Sfek Sfek. Ramah says, Yesh Oyser Bekai Gavna. There are those who answer this. Mishum de Chomok and the Isser Bimekaimai have a Mechza Amechza. Any place where the Isser is, it's Kemechza Amechza. Vahayo Vesafa Karishan Asa Minatayra, Ben Kanoit Sveka Lahati, Rak Taruvais, Loi Mikri Svek Sveka. Now the language is not that clear. But the language is in line with what Moshe was saying before. Let me explain the Machlaikis and we'll get back here. Machlaikis, the Balei Taisis, Rabbeinu Tam and Dari, the Svarach Hitzayna is that it should be Mutter. Now, you remember from Yeshiva the expression, Svek Sveka Metam Raiv? The Rashba says, why is Svek Sveka Mutter? Metam Raiv. Because statistically, it's Rive. How's it Rive? The first Suffolk is 50-50. Draw a pie graph, right? You cut it down the middle. Let's say you have a baby, a Uber. Might be a Zacha, might be in the Keva. It's 50-50. So you cut the pie in half. Then Suffolk Nafel. So maybe that's only 2%. You cut off 2%. You're left with only a 49% chance it's a viable Zacha. So every Svek Sveka the Rashba holds is Mutter Mitam Raiv. That's the Rashba sheet in Svek Sveka. So according to the Rashba, it's a mathematical thing. Now, not every Suffolk is mathematics. If you don't know if a woman was Mizana Baratzen or Shalai Baratzen, you can't put a mathematical number on it. But in Lumdis, it's a Suffolk. It's a 50-50 Suffolk. If you hold Svek Sveka Mitam Raiv, so Suffolk Echa Begufay, the Safik Echa B'Taruvis should be Mutter. It's a 50-50 Kavua Kamechza Mechzadami. A man comes home with the Frankfurter. 50-50 and it's Mutter. So we have to ask. Now it's in a mixture. So anything you pull out, Raiv says that it's kosher. Svek Svek is Mitam Raiv, it should be kosher. Now, Lahalacha, most Paiskim HaMachmir, the Ramah, the Shach, and the Taz, Amachmir, we'll see the Mechaber's sheet in a minute. What's the Svara of the Machmirin? So tell everybody. Paskindais. When you have two Sveikas that come together, a woman's carrying a baby, You have to know, is it a boy or is it a girl? So right away you have a suffix. Is it a zacher? Is it a nekeva? Is it a nefel? Not a nefel. But here, first you had a suffix begufai. First you came home with a piece of meat. You had a suffix. Is it kosher or not? Kol kavur kavetz abetzadav. It's oiska paskint. It's awesome. Then it falls into taruvis. So it's only one suffix. That's the svara of the machmir. Everybody can find the kishmak.
It's
a separate issue. Shtei taruvis is a good issue, but yeah, it's a chiddush to say. And the only similar thing I could think of is something which I think they learned from here. But there's a din of suffix derisish and there's galgel in the rabbanon. The typical case is when you have a keli and you cooked in it, you don't know if what you cooked was treif or kosher. So it's suffix derisish l'chumra, right? You cooked something treif in something in a keli, you know it's treif or kosher, so it's always l'chumra. Now if you wait till it's ena ben yaimai, when it's a keli ena ben yaimai, that's an issa derabbanon. Why is it suffix derabbanon l'kula? So we have a klal, a suffix derisish and is galgel in the rabbanon. The makor of the suffix is deraisa, even though it evolved into a derabanan. So we're machmir because the suffix deraisa is oiske paskin. We have to paskin deraisa, and deraisa is the chum. Here it's a similar idea that the deraisa is oiske paskin, and once the deraisa is oiske paskin, and here's where the controversy comes up.
What?
Is this the one that this one's a sapach? This one, David Taruv said, take one out. Is this the one that fell in, or isn't it? And even if it is it the trayful one? It isn't. It's
the remaining ones are okay.
But you don't know which is the remaining one. This one fell into all of them. You know which is the remaining ones and which is the issa one. You're still stuck. It's a Taruvus.
It's not a regular
rive. So why isn't it a regular rive? The space sakis. It's a good question. But now, oh, you mean why is it a bittel? Okay, so it could be what we're talking about chdichor el eschabed. Shachas v'sufik. Could be talking chdichor eschabed. That's bittel. It wouldn't be, but they're only out of this. But now here. Here's where the controversy comes up, halacha l'maisa. What happens if you didn't find out about the two sekis until it already fell into the taruvis? Now I understand you tell me you're ready paskin dice. You're ready paskin dice. What happens if you didn't paskin dice? You don't know anything about it. You don't find out about the suffix until after it fell into the mixture. What? That's one of the cases they talk about. They talk about this. It's a bit of a complicated case. The Shlachtes Kashayla. You know what? I'll get to it. I don't want to confuse the issue. But in a case where you don't find out about it, Rabbi Kiveg has a Shayla. Somebody inherited Kalim from his grandma. He doesn't know if they're Fleshix or Milachix. When it was a Ben Yaimai, grandma knew. Grandma knew from. She knows Milachix or Fleshix. But by the time you inherited it, now just the suffix derabanan that you never had to paskin on the suffix derais. So what's it in? If you find out about it later, do you say no? In lomdis you have to paskin. So this is a dispute later in Siftes. The Masas Binyamin is quoted by the Beis Yosef. Masas Binyamin is Mekel. The Taz and Shach on Siftes are Machmir. It's an interesting. All the later paiskim are unclear. Some say Behefsim Meruba were Mekel, some say Behefsim Muit, Chachmas Adam just brings two shitas. But here I had bumped into a Mishnah Brura who gives a psak, and the Mishnah Brura is in Tuf Kuf Yud Gimel, Siv Beis. Beya Shanol de Biyantiv. A Beya that's laid on Yantiv is also Ligaba. Safik and Nol de Biyantiv. What's it in? If you have an egg, you find it on Yantif. You know, it was laid before Yantif or later. It's Dav Shesha Matiri and it's us. So that's the Gemara's case of Dav Shesha Matiri. So, to Mishnah Brura, what happens if it fell into a Taruvus? Okay, you have an egg, Suffolk, when it was born, it fell into the Tarub. It's the case there, the Rishainim. In this Arva Ba'acheirais, Suffolk Echa Begulfais, Echa Betarubis. Yeshdeis Ben Apoiskim, Im Gambeze Aminon, De'ena Betela. Shabdah Vadosh Hashematirin. Mogan of Rabbis Machmir. Yesh Chalkim Vesayrim. To be Makel. Here, the original list is even Issa Drabon. Vafil Nasar Vizeha Suffolk Habitre Bottle. But Mokim Hefsid Yeshus Mechalayu. Mokim Hefsid is Makel. I have to point out, he's talking with the Gufa Issa Drabonim. So here he's saying, "V'makim hefsid, safik yecha begufa, safik yecha betaruvis." He says he can be mek. Let's say hefsid meruba. He says hefsid, and he's mek. Okay. Now this is the lumdis. Now where does this come up? Where does this come up? It doesn't come up in your house. Safik yecha begufa, safik betaruvis. It's a rare occurrence. We don't have chickens that lay eggs, and we don't have people that don't remember where they bought the meat. Not shchiach. This is a controversy in shchita. A controversy in shchita. And coincidentally, we had a hakel meeting just this last week. In Reb Dava Kohn's house, the Rabbanim had a meeting. And we actually were mekabelei this, that a certain chicken shchita house, the sheikhtim there were two problems there. One problem is that the sheikhtim there are mezalzel in checking their knives. Now, I have to explain the way it works. In every chicken shchita, the way it works is this. The sheikhtim shecht. Now, in the ideal world, in the shtetl, my father said, you used to go to the backyard, take out a chicken, go to the sheikhtim, and come on with it, stop licking the feathers. In the ideal world, the shechet checks his knife, shechts, and checks his knife again. If the shechita, the knife is pogum, we paskin that the animal is treif. Machlekes hek rafun and raftest in the Gemara, you can be taila in the meferekes. But lemaisa, we paskin it's treif. No, we paskin everything. Well, in the Maya case, I just said there was only one. We paskin that it's treif. The shach in the beginning of Simi Yuches says misafik. We don't know it's treif, misafik, but it's treif. In the shechita house, in the way it works in a proper shechita house, the shech, let's say a shech 20 chickens in check. If it's pogum, all 20 are treif. Everything from the last shechita till now is treif. The shech has appeared. And he writes down, if he finds a pogum, he writes it down on a piece of paper. And they take out, now they can't find those 20 chickens anymore. Because those chickens in the shechita house, you shecht it, it gets hung on the line, and there are multiple shechtim. So what do? We're soimech that chicken is batel b'rayv in the other chickens. Now theoretically, if you have 5 shechtim and 3 find it pogum, it'll be a problem. But it doesn't happen. Our knives are tempered steel. It's rare, and it happens, but it's not so common. But the v'saymach on bittul b'rayv. However, the halacha is pischei tshuva and nichlas davi sheshav atirin, that if you find a knife pogum, at the time you find the knife pogum, if the chickens are chaticha roilas chabed, it's not bottle. In other words, let's say the sheikh is going to chef for an hour. So check his knife at the beginning of the hour, at the end of the hour. There are 100 sheikhtim. They shechted 100,000 chickens. And he finds his knife is pogum. By now, the chicken is chaticha roilas chabed. It's already, by an hour later, the chicken is already flicked. And it's already, the insides are taken out, and it's probably sitting in the water, soaking for salt. Even though it's raw, it says Beferish, if it's missing. So, Leite Mechaber, if it's missing cooking, it's not a Chetich Oel Eschabe. Leite Ramah, and our Minig, our Psak, that's called Chetich Oel Eschabe, as long as the feathers were taken off. Ramah says the feathers were not taken off, then that's Chaser Malacha Gadol, Malacha Gedayla, and then. Well, in every one of our shechita houses, they have that the shechtim check. They know it's an automated line. They know till it gets through the flicking process. It takes 4 minutes, let's say. So every 4 minutes, they check their knives. Many of the places have a light, a red light and a green light, where when you have to check your knives, the light changes, the shechtim stop, and they check their knives. So that's the way that it's supposed to be done. And in all of the shechita houses where we would normally eat, it's what happens. So there is one small shechita house where somebody went down in June, and the shechtim are mezalzel in checking their knives. There are two problems there. One is they're mezalzel checking their knives. The other is after soaking, before salting, the halacha is you have to drip dry the chickens. Most places, if you go, they have a barrel. It goes into a barrel, the barrel turns, and it drip dries. In this place, again, it's a smaller place, and they just take it right out of the water and they salt it, which is a question if it's a b'di'evet shayla. But this problem with the shechtim is a problem. And the pelitas was, in June, somebody went down, a few of the other hasherim got together and sent someone down, and filed a report with the hasher organization. And they went back last month, and they're still both things were not corrected. So in our case, we're not allowing this particular brand of chicken in our places anymore because of it. And the shayla we were sitting was to be done. What's the din b'di'evet on these chickens? You have some in your store already. It's time to pay, don't sell it anymore. What about the chickens that you have? Now here, what?
It's 3 o'clock.
Well, it's the same as 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
See, over there it was Vade Treif. The Shach says a sak in pogum is Sufik Treif. This is Sufik Echad Begufai, the Sufik Echad Betaruvis. This is Mamish Arsif. It's Sufik Echad Begufai, and Sufik Echad Betaruvis. And it will be totally in this Machlaikis, except that here is the Masis Binyamin's case.
Why is it Sufik? Does he know it's in pogum?
Yeah, but the Shach in Yud Ches Aleph in Hilchos Shechita says when you find the knife is pogum after Shechita, but before Shechita was good, that's a Sufik Treif. That's what the
Shach. He knows.
Well, we know over a day a Shechita finds a pogum. It happens over a day. Every Shechita has to sharpen his knife at some point. So we're certain that it happened at some point. But so it's a case of Sufik Echav is Abu Gufay. And it's the Masas Binyamin's case where there are Mekilim, but Makim Hefset, certainly there are Mekilim. And what?
The first
stuff is
also the same thing. Maybe the knife was good, and maybe even if the knife was not good, maybe.
Matzah Sakim Pogum is considered a Suffolk deraisa. It's not called a Svek Sveika.
No, but maybe it's not so good.
Yeah, so we're certain that over a day the knife is pogum somewhere along the day. We feel certain that that's what happens, assuming that's what the shechtim say. If they talk to the shechtim, you know, some of the shechtim say they find a pogum, but it's a what they call a pegimala. You know, our knives. So I don't know. I never saw old knives. From our knives, you know, I learned checking bleka sakin, but I'm not far from an expert in it. And the Mechaber says, "Hashoichit b'sakim beduka." Okay, you shecht with a sakim, you checked one chicken. V'nimtza peguma, and you find a pegam, a filum in atzad, even the pegam is only on the side. Hareze nevela. I feel a noga better than my frekas. The Mechaber says it's nevela. What?
You knew what happened in that.
So we don't know if it happened in the beginning of the shechita of the semen at the end. Hey, the Shach says hareze nevela, purish suffik nevela. The Shach says it's only a Suffolk, and therefore it's Suffolk Echa Begufa, Iwa Machmer, Suffolk Sheni Betarubis. They're like the Bayer case.
In this case,
Well, our assumption is, and again, I'm not a Shaykhid, but our assumption is that over the day it happens. It's rare in each case, but over a day, you're Shefti for hours, it happens. Yeah. That's the assumption of those who are speaking.
saying that they're not checking all day, or they're not checking open to
the They're checking after the taruvas. So what happens now? At the end of the day, see what they do in a regular good base hashkita, they check, and they find a pogum. So what they do is they write down they found a pogum. On the other side, it's bottled, because it's already, it's not conflict. But they remove and throw into treif 20 chickens connected. We had a machlaikis, the Rosh and the Rashba. When you have a bitl barayv, can you eat all of them? Are they all heter? So we're machmir. When you have a treif a thing that's bottled barayv with 100 others, it's not v'shishim etir, it's not v'chadil v'shabit, bottled, but we're not matter all 101. So in the base of shechita, what they do is the log of the shaykhit, they take at the end of the day, the end of the hour. And let's say there were they shechted 5,000 chickens and 100 were with a sack of paguma. They pull 100 from the line and they put it into a into treif. They put a black clump on it and they sell it with treif to offset whatever was found. That's the normal thing they did. What? Could talk about it. It's exactly our bottom, really. It's not our chayza, but what? No, that is because it's bottle. It is bottle. You don't need masas binyam. There, it's not chdi for the schab. It's bottle. You don't need specs fakers. You don't need the savgam because of teruvus. So there, it's out bittel. So a machmir that we throw out kenegdai. However. When they don't check till it's a chetich or a l'schabed, so now you have no bittul. When you have no bittul, now you have to be done on sex faker. It's you do at the same time. Right. It's noida. It's noida at two at the same time. This is Masas Biyamah's case. It's similar to Rabbi Kiva, yeah, but it's Masas Biyamah's case. And anyway, this is the nidai. And it's makom hefsid, it's mutter, and especially it has a couple of acherim, so hard to tell somebody that you have to throw it out. What? A what? Safik echa begufay sechem betaruvus Rabbeinu Tam is the meikel and the Rabbi is the machmer. So the way it reads here, the mechaber is meikel, which we'll talk about in a minute. He's not really meikel. The Ramah is machmir. The Shachan Taz. Shach Samach Gimel and Taz Yud Gimel later are Machmir. So we're Machmir. The question is the Masas Bin Yamin's case. Well, it's neither the two together. There also the Shach is Machmir. But the Prima Gadim says to be Mekel Makam Hefsid. Chach Masadam just brings the two sheet to Stama without Achra. So it sounds like the Makam Hefsid Merub, but there's a Masas Bin Yamin. The Beis Yosef passing like the Masas Bin Yamin.
The plants Hefsid or the consumers Hefsid?
Not the consumer, it's a store at that point.
How many times does a have to give them the remedy if they don't remedy?
You know, this is already has to do with the personalities, the explanation, the meat industry is a very difficult, as you know probably, a very difficult industry. And there's a lot of pride, there's a lot of... look, people take pride in what they do. I think in any high In any umness, which only a few people know, there's a lot of pride, there's a lot of friction, there's a resistance to change. A resistance to say it wasn't good till now. Has to be a resistance. What? Yeah, because they had no pride involved. They never, they weren't aware of it, and initially they said no, yeah. Empire was it's different. Empire was on a roll to be accepted in the from community, and they were very receptive, especially when the Katzis were still there, the original owners. Look, what should I tell you? I'm not getting into the politics of it. I'm just telling you, it's halacha l'maisis, things maisim that come up and came up a week ago. I have no idea. We're going to get it. Whatever we do together with. One Heksha by itself is hard to have influence. The Kila happens to be together with Lakewood, with the Heksha in Lakewood, which has much more clout than us. And one of the other Hashirim, which started recently, that was sort of trained in by us. So we have three Hasherim together. So we do something, usually we get angry, you know, callbacks. And what will happen, I don't know. I can let you know in a few weeks. But I don't want it to become a political thing. I'm just mentioning it as a halachi thing. Numbers, totally numbers. We could not get, we were unable all the years to get veal or lamb chops that were kosher like Ramesha. I spoke to the nearby actor personally. He's a halachiyid. You know, the way they do bedika on small animals, according to Ramesha, is also even bedi'evit. So I told his trade bedi'evit for our crowd. He said, look, my father was a baidik. Say there was a bite. This is the way we do it, and we don't misrepresent ourselves. We're supposed to put a stempel treifle ramesha. You know, we put our hashir on it, and if you want to be chayshir ramesha, chayshir ramesha. You know. So in Brooklyn, it's impossible to get people together on doing anything. Everybody's a chacham yesim echaveir. There's no community that can push. In Lakewood, they were able to. When Agri Rabashkin was machmer, his veal was good. His lamb chops was fine. And when he had to close, so the nearby this Hechsherim wanted to get in everywhere. So Lakewood was able to get them to change their change the way they do it. Presumably now it's good. Although I have to tell you, the veal that comes from Montreal, there's not much veal today in America. There are only, I think, four places that chef veal that I know of. There could be more, but four that would be accepted. Two of them are Montreal, and according to my information, they don't do the bedikas chutz. They have the same problem Ramesha had. The veal vaita is not kosher according to Ramesha. The veal that comes, it has the nearby this hechsher and the OU and the MK, the Montreal kashrus hechsher. I could have shared him, but they're following the bedika that Ramesha writes, it's true, I think it's Yeridei, based him in Tezvav, I think, or Tezayin. He says, if you don't do bedikas chutz on dakos, it's treifiv in bedi'evin. I can't answer, but OU, they don't really have a meat person. I shouldn't say it, I get in trouble. Rabelski was the meat person. Rabelski held, I never spoke to him about it. But I can't answer, I can't tell you. It has the OU, it has the nearby, and it has the MK. And they don't do bedikas chutz. When Rabbi Chashual goes down, the Sephardic Bezdin Hechsher, it's shechted in the same place, but they do bedikas chutz. Now, it may have changed since my information. I don't know. Now, it's not political. I'm just, the way the nearby that told me, I went to his house, I spoke to him about it. He told me, you could tell people, it's treif according to Ramesha. It's kosher according to the Chassidish Menagim. We call it Chassidish Shechita. So people think Chassidishita is a chumrah. It's a kula. Tzivshah by veal is a kula. It's only Chassidish Shechita. It's not the Yeshivish Shechita. What? It's SPD. Or there is a small. There are two veal shechitas in America, and it could be that they do. I think they do bedikas chutz. One is very small. One is bigger. It could be there are others, but this is what the nidan was. These two are Montreal. You can tell they're nearby to MK Hechsher, nearby to MKOU. Those are the three Hechsher. So I don't remember. They're not MK. They're not Montreal. They're the other Hechsher. Right, Rabbi Chashuel's Hechsher is excellent. Anything you buy with his Hechsher is Chashuel, yeah. SBD, Sephardic Bezdin. What? Belsky was a meat person, but he's no longer passing for the OU. I can't answer. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Okay, anyway, I hope this is all taken the way it's meant. I don't mean to, even though I may be offending somebody, I don't mean to offend anybody. I'm not accusing anybody of being dishonest. I'm just letting you know what's going on out there in the market. Now, I don't know. Okay, there's one more nekuda for Sif Dalit, and that's the Tmiyah of the Taz and the Shach. The way we learned it, the topic for today is Safik Echa Begufay, Safik Echa Betaruvis. We had the Mechaber as Mekel, the Ramah as Machmir, Rav Paiske Ba Machmir. The Pella is, and this is Shach and Taz ask, is that the Mechaber in Sif Tes is Machmir by Safik Echa Begufay, Safik Echa Betaruvis. The Mechaber in Simikov Beisif Aleph, he himself is Machmir. So the question is, what's going on here? Why is the Mechaber Mekel in this Sif? In Sif Tes, or in Kuf Beis Sif Aleph, he's Machmi. He says in Kuf Beis, he says, Yavet Oshe Shematirin, or Chetich Rodas Chavid, rather, and it gets mixed in with other things, so if goes up to Rubis, it's Osir. So this is the Arichus, the Gra starts with the words, B'tchila Avar Kol HaSugyis HaShaychen Lezeh. The Gra starts first, let me go through all the Gemaras that have a Shaychus to this. Don't worry, I'm not going to read it. That's Gra Yud. That's the long Gra. He goes through all the Bavlis and all the Yerushalmis. And, you know, he doesn't bring Rashi. He assumes you understand what he says with Chulu. I'll tell you the Shach's Pshat. It's a Keshvaka Pshat. The Shach in Chav Beis is Marich. He talks about whether it's talking about Chetich or Leschabed. He doesn't come to a Maskana till the bottom lines. At the end, next to the last line in your copies, "V'leikashim emay disrilei l'arajah mechaber b'safik treifish nesaber b'roid d'loy batla." He says, "By a safik treifa, mechaber is machmir. Safik echa begufay, safik echa b'taruvis." So what's going on? The teretz is the hacha din kavu achidushu, k'dechasaf is kot yedalim b'shem haran. Now in Yudalid, the Ran that we learned the last 2 weeks, the Shaila was whether you say Kavua Lemafreya. There the Shaila was the LA type Shaila. We had no Sveikis. You bought it. There were no Sveikis. And later on it was Nizgala that there was Trefis mixed in. Do you say Kavua Kemech Lemafreya? When you took it, it wasn't Nikr B'Makayim. Nobody knew there was Yisra B'Chal B'Makayim. And now when you took it out, after it was parished, later you find out that there were treifas. The Rad Shita was that we do not say Kavua L'Mafreya. Why? Because Chidishu, Kavua is a Chidish, no logic to Kavua Kemertza Mertza, Ein Lecha Bayesa V'Chidushay. And therefore we don't say Kavua L'Mafreya. The Shach here says that's Pshat in the Mechaber. Really, Safik Echa Begufay, Safik Echa Betaruvis, even the Mechaber is Machmir. But by Kavua, the Mechaber is saying, Ein Lecha Bayesa Mechidushay. If it's Kavua, Be'en, then it's Kemetza Metzadami. But once it mixes into a Taruvis, Chidishu, Ein Lecha Yaisa Mechidushay, when it's not Nisarev after it was separated from the Kavua. See, it was in a Kavua, separated from the Kavua, fell into Tarumas. Ein Lecha Bayis Mechidushay. And Kavua Kemetz HaMetz is also only when it's Be'en, and not when it's Be'tarumas. It's a din hazah. That Kavua, the Chumra of Kavua is only Be'en. The Chumra of Kavua is not Be'tarumas. And that's the way the Shach explains the Mechaber here. In which case, this is a kula dafka here. Even though the Shach says that, the Ramah still argues with it. But here we have a case where it's a kula under dine kavua. Where the Shach finds a hezber for a kula dine kavua, a chidishu. It's a chidish that kavua is us. What does it mean chidishu? I mean, this is the pshat in the Shach. I'm just thinking, what does it mean chidishu? It's a chidish. The Torah says chidush. So, in lecha bayesa mechidushay. And what's the Nevela is also a Chiddush, no? If you don't shecht an animal, you're not allowed to eat it. Isn't that a Chiddush?
It should be right.
So you're saying is that here it's a Chiddush in the rules. So the pshat problem. Because I was thinking, the veil is also chiddush. It's also b'taruvus. But the answer is, like you're saying, the Torah is full of chiddushim. Everything's a chiddush. But here it's a chiddush in the rules. There's a rule of Raiv, which is not even a logical rule. So that's what he's saying. I'm going to have this yet one more time. The Shas idea, the Eilach HaBayes of Chidusha, we had so far, not to say the Mafreya, not to say the Taruvis. Next week, Sifhei, we go to the Din of Kavod, the Rabbanon, coming attractions.